coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
With stammering lips. Stammering lips. Go there. With stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to these people. Stammering lips. He's letting you understand this language that we speak in other tongues. They come with stammering lips and another tongue. Sometimes it sounds fully like a language, another tongue. Sometimes it sounds like stammering lips. What do you mean by stammering? Let me read it to you from a dictionary that I didn't write. You're still out there. It says a speech disorder, because it's a disorder, involving hesitations and involuntary repetitions of certain sounds. Involuntary repetitions of certain sounds. I want you, they call it a speech disorder, but it says involuntary. Has that happened to you? Oh, God! Involuntary repetitions of certain sounds. It says involuntary repetitions of certain sounds. We say we're praying in tongues. It says, men of other tongues, right? Then sometimes we find us, they say, why are you stammering? Why are you stammering? We stammer in love! But there's something more about those stammerings. Let's read again. I'll give it to you again. He says, involuntary repetitions of certain sounds. They're not planned. Involuntary. And you find, I told you, you find you are not able to say the next thing. You go, Kabedadi, Akarosa, 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 Akarosa. They say, what is Akarosa? Akarosa, Akarosa, Akarosa. Hey. They don't know why you're saying that. They don't understand it. We are men of the Spirit. They don't understand it. And when you're in the Spirit, some things start happening. You know, I told you about what you just read here. What you just read here. Stammering lips. Because that's the way it sounds.
But when they say that it was planned, it is no longer called stammering. I want you to get it. When it is unplanned, when it is known to be involuntary, it is called stammering. But if you then say, oh no, I said exactly what I planned to say, then they said, that is not stammering, those are incantations. Are you getting it? Okay. So, let's read in a dictionary. What you mean by incantation? A ritual recitation of words or sounds believed to have a magical effect. Synonymous with conjuration. In other words, when you say those, listen, it says ritual. So it's planned. When it's not planned, they call it stammering. Isaiah knew nothing about it. Isaiah heard in the spirit. They sounded like stammering lips. I said, what is that? In the spirit, stammering. Then Paul says, these are words of wisdom, speaking mysteries. He said they are mysteries. In other words, the Holy Ghost plan. The utterance is given by the Holy Ghost, meaning that they are not just involuntary. It is involuntary to the head, but they are planned by the spirits. So spiritually, they are incantations. To the natural man, they are stammering lips. Are you still out there? So incantations are these ritual recitation of words repetitively or of sounds. Not just words, sounds. And they say. You see, in the occult, they do those things because they've been taught by demons. But we are the original ones. Right from when you received the Holy Ghost. Some of you just had two sounds. Katato, katato. That's all you said. But you have continued doing it and we have said you need to speak more. But the other katato. That's, you just, we say, let's speak in other terms. Katato, 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 katato. Come on, shout it. These are coded words. They are coded. And listen, if you don't use them, there are things that will not happen in this world. Listen. Incantation is conjuration. That means that you call things into being. You conjure. You summon from the spirit realm into the natural. They said that guy, he began to do something like this and money started coming. They haven't seen anything yet. You are about to see the supernatural at work in your life like never before. Are you ready for conjuration? He says, it is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We are about to speak coded words, coded languages. So when you're going praying, now you understand. All that thing you were doing was not for nothing. And you have to do it fully. Because sometimes the code, you don't know the details of the code. The code may require 25 of those sounds before they are connected to some other numbers and some other numbers. It's all about data. Are you hearing me? And so when the Spirit is saying it, don't just stop and change. Continue until the Spirit moves to the next thing. Because the utterance is given to you by the Holy Ghost. Mengranina akradola, 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 baradele kalima, akradola, barahele karestas. Use the codes. Use the codes. Use the codes. And you have the baby. Use the codes and the money will come. Use the code and you have the new venue. Use the code. Somebody launch or use the codes. Hallelujah. Use the code. It's in the coded language. You've got to use the right codes and you will have it. That money is in the coded language. That answer is coded. You've got to use it. Hold on for a second. Sometimes there are issues you've been going through for a long time and you've been praying. You've been speaking in tongues, but you have not added to use the codes. Sometimes you tried, you didn't know what you were doing, so you were given the code by the Spirit, but because you were not knowledgeable about these things, you stopped and the code was incomplete. If it is incomplete, if you use a password, if someone puts most of the items or figures of the password, will it work just because they put most of it? If you leave out one thing, it will not work. That's how codes work. That thing has been going on for too long. Now you want to frustrate the devil. You pray in tongues by praying in tongues. Listen, because when we pray in tongues, the Bible says we're not speaking to men, we're speaking to God. So in speaking in tongues, I'm talking to God. And God understands what I'm saying. He knows I'm making requests in my spirit about that situation.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.